The title of the song is The Creator Has a Master Plan. And I'm playing that because I want us to remember that our Creator does have a master plan. The good news is that there's a lot of beauty in the world. The not so good news is that there's a lot of not beauty. There's a lot of ugliness in the world. And the ugliness is building up as people work very diligently to build up the ugliness. And I know that as it escalates and escalates and escalates, as our leaders and followers whose hearts are filled with darkness and malice and hostility take the steps that they know will lead to more drama and trauma, it can be, I guess, kind of easy for some to just give up hope for a brighter day. But I want to encourage you, don't give up hope. The Creator does have a master plan. It includes allowing those who have hearts filled with hatred and hostility and malice to bring about the drama and the trauma that they're so set on bringing about, and to let them bring it to its climax, at which time He will send the Creator. God the Father will send the Creator of all the world, His Son, Jesus, to bring the madness to an end. And for those of us who will have connected with Him and maintained that connection faithfully, He'll have something much better for us, much better in the end and throughout eternity. The end that will lead into eternity. The end of the madness that will give way to eternal beauty, peace, and joy. The Creator does have a master plan. And here's the reason that I want us to be encouraged by that fact, that truth, with specific focus on what's taking place in America the Beautiful, with regards to the incessant racial injustice and social injustice that plagues our nation. But I don't want us to just look at the injustice. I want us to also look at the fact that we have people who are protesting the injustice. Look at the beauty of the fact that we have people of all races protesting the injustice. And that is a beautiful thing. I do want to encourage you, members of the black community, number one, we need to know that we are not in this alone. And we never have been. Even during the days of slavery, there were many, many white people, amongst them devout Quakers, who said as a group that slavery is wrong. In fact, they said that it was demonically inspired. They said this is wrong. They got rid of all of their slaves, financially compensated their slaves, and did all of that before the signing of the Declaration of Independence. Before the signing of the Declaration of Independence, and helped to fight against slavery to get it abolished across the U.S. It's important for us to know that we're not in this alone and never have been. All throughout the days of Jim Crow, we had a lot of black people marching, but we at times had white people marching with black people. We had white politicians behind the scenes working to bring a lot of the Jim Crow madness to an end. We had white people who were helping black people register to vote so that the black community could have a voice in our political halls. White people during slavery and afterwards, teaching black people how to read, even though it was against the law. on it goes. And today, we have white people, after they had seen the injustice, and it went beyond that decades-old Rodney King beating, which was terrible. We find out that hatred, racism, still alive, still strong. And Trayvon Martin, the 12-year-old child, the man in New York trying to make a living by selling stuff, he's choked to death. And on it goes. Black women being shot, black women being beaten, literally beaten. Law enforcement officer sitting in the chest, straddling a black woman, and with his fist with the woman in the street, and he's straddling her, beating her in her face. The black woman jailed. Apparently, some driving violation. She ends up in jail and ends up dead in jail, in the cell. And on it goes. And so finally, people of various races are saying, this has got to stop. It's not right. So when they start marching to protest the injustice, those who love the injustice meet them at the march, having taken their weapons with them so that they could assault the protesters who were protesting racial injustice, social injustice. The ones planning to protest the injustice planning to march peacefully. The ones whose hearts were filled with racism took weapons with them, ready to initiate violence as they protested against the protesters. Isn't it interesting, though, that we have so many people of so many races, not just those who are clearly racist, but we have people of all races, including the black race, who are protesting the protesters. They're protesting against, they're speaking out against the people who are saying this injustice is wrong. And they speak out much more loudly and much more energetically against the protesters who are saying this injustice is wrong than they speak out against the law enforcement officers who shoot and kill unarmed, non-threatening black people. Black people who are saying the ones protesting injustice are wrong. And what makes it even worse than that, we have black Christians who speak out against the protesters who say injustice is wrong. When all through the Bible, from Genesis to Revelation, God speaks out against injustice, and God commands his people to speak out against injustice and to take action against injustice. And when black Christians see other black people taking a knee to silently and peacefully protest against, make a statement against, speak out against the injustice that God commands his people to speak out against, you have many black Christians who speak out against the ones who are speaking out against the injustice. Talk about ironic. Black Christians who should know that God says, their Heavenly Father tells us to speak out and to take action against injustice. And when someone does it, they harshly criticize that person for doing what their Heavenly Father tells us to do. So not only are they not obeying God's command to speak out against injustice and take action against it themselves, but to make a bad situation worse, they criticize the people who are doing what their Heavenly Father, whom they say they love, commands His people to do. It's interesting, so very interesting, that we have people who say, well, you know, here's the issue. And you have black people who start bringing up this whole notion of black people who are gangbangers and drug dealers. And they start talking about how law enforcement will confront these drug dealers. The drug dealers start shooting at the law enforcement officers. The law enforcement officers shoot back and injure them or kill them. And their point is, those officers were doing right. They had a right to defend themselves and to shoot back at those drug dealers who were shooting at them. Well, here's my response to that. I understand the point, and I agree that when drug dealers are being confronted by law enforcement officers, whether they are dealing meth, crack, or any other drugs, when law enforcement shows up to make a drug bust, the drug dealers start shooting at the law enforcement officers. The law enforcement officers do indeed have a right to shoot back, even using deadly force. I agree with that 100%. But here's the issue. When the black people make that point, that the law enforcement officers have a right to shoot back at drug dealers who started the shooting, the gunfire in the first place, these black people have changed the discussion. Because all we have to do is think about the reasons that the protesters give for their protest. How many of you have heard the protesters who have taken a knee, whether we're talking about Colin Kaepernick or anyone who has followed his lead afterwards? How many of you have heard them say that the reason they're taking a knee is because law enforcement officers show up in a black neighborhood to make a drug bust? The drug dealers find out that the law enforcement officers are there, and they start shooting at the law enforcement officers. The law enforcement officers return fire and end up killing the drug dealers. How many of you have heard the people who are protesting racial and social injustice give that as the reason for their protest? I haven't heard any of them say that. I haven't read any articles where any of them gave that as the reason for their protesting. I've heard them give as the reason for their protest the people who are unarmed and posing no threat to anyone, the black people who are unarmed and posing no threat to anyone being shot down by law enforcement officers. Like the black mental health professional who had gone out seeking one of the patients who had left the mental health institution. And he was trying to persuade the mental health patient to return with him to the institution. Law enforcement officers had received a phone call that there was a man out, and he was seemed a bit erratic. There was some concern about whether he might be posing a threat. The law enforcement officers knew. There was absolutely no question in their mind who was who. When they got there with their police cars, they got out with guns drawn. And began to communicate with the two. The patient was white. The mental health professional was black. The black mental health professional explained very quickly who he was, where he was from, what his position was, and what he was trying to do. That he was with a patient who had left the building, the institution, without authorization, and he was trying to persuade him to walk with him back to the institution. If I'm not mistaken, he gave them the name of his supervisor so that they could call his supervisor and verify his story. They commanded him to sit down in the middle of the street. They didn't tell him, move over to the sidewalk, please, your hands where we can see them. Stand there where we can see your hands. They told him to sit in the middle of the street where if somebody wasn't paying attention, as people often don't when they're talking on the phone while driving, they could have run over him coming from the other side where the police cars were not barricading the road. Told him to sit in the middle of the street. And while he was sitting in the middle of the street with his hands exposed so that they could see that he posed absolutely no threat to anyone, not to himself or to anyone else, the policewoman who was there with the other cops shot him. Colin Kaepernick and others are making it very clear that these are the types of incidences that they're protesting. They have told us what they're protesting. And so when these black people start saying, well, these cops have a right to fire back at someone at these drug dealers who are shooting at them, they're changing the discussion. They have completely changed the discussion because that is not what the protesters have said they're protesting. They've completely changed the discussion. What a shame. Protesters who are protesting against the protesters. People who are saying this is wrong. Now, I know that some of you are saying, well, hold on now. I really don't have a problem with them protesting injustice because they do have a right to protest against injustice. But for me, it's not that they're protesting against injustice. For me, it's the way they're going about it. I think the way they're protesting is wrong, a lot of you would say. A lot of people would say. They should not be taking a knee during the national anthem. That is wrong. And you begin to speak out with hostility against them for taking the knee during the national anthem when you spoke out with no hostility against the people who were killing non-threatening black American citizens. Let's look at the flag issue and how it plays into this whole issue of protesting, whether or not the protesters who take a knee are doing wrong. Let's just see if we can look at this from more than one angle.